Boys, yesterday we spoke about signs. Did you receive a sign from the other side? Mm. And yesterday I didn't receive a sign from the other side, but I think it was like a sign from the future or something. It truly did open up my eyes, and I would be a fool to ignore it, I think. I'd love to get your take. So Angus and I are looking at upgrading our home. We would like to start a family in the next couple of years.
Not just a couple of speed stripes on the side.
Just a couple of speed stripes.
What's wrong with your house now? You got a great
house.
I
tried to do the flame, and it really, if anything, has brought the value of the whole street down.
Damn.
So we're looking to get out.
Maybe get a dragon or something on the front door.
Ooh, yeah.
Or a serpent.
I like that. Cool. Yeah. Wrapped around a sword.
Yep. There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
You've got it.
And so then something Latin on the hilt.
100%. Carpe diem, can't go past.
Oh, yeah.
But we're looking to upgrade. So we're going to a lot of open homes, you know, in the past couple weekends. And even during the week, some pop up and Angus goes, hey, there's another one. Let's go. And yesterday we went to one, and I think the universe is giving us a sign. So we rolled in. And it wasn't an open home. It was just like one of those pre-market ones, because we've been to so many now. All the real estate agents keep calling us being like, hey, you're our favorite prospective clients. Yeah. We've got this one that's not on the books yet. And they try and buddy you up that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you bump into six other people who were there. It's like, oh, yeah, we're all favorites.
You see the same people at each one
exactly.
now. And they're so busy in Newcastle as well. Very competitive.
Oh, my God. The property market it's gone bunta. We know that. Yeah. So we rock up to this one. No one else was there, which was a good sign. I was like, okay, maybe this is just for us. But as we're there, we rocked up small, cute little suburban park next door. Mm-hmm. Just like a small little playground, nothing hectic. It looks like maybe only the street would even know about it. There's no signs for this park. Just popped out of nowhere. Oh, how cute, right next door to this property
like
we're
just
looking
at. Little swing and a slide.
Little swing and a slide, and one of those little rocky things, you know, that the kids go nuts on.
Yeah. They normally last about 5 seconds on them. And
totally. And then an adult gets on and you can full hit each side of the tandem.
You hurt your knee or something.
Yeah,
you can hear the middle spring crying.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. From the exterior, this home didn't look like too much. And as I said, it wasn't as official open homes. We couldn't actually go in. We just wanted to suss the vibe the street. Yeah. But as we're standing there, I can hear this woman's voice approaching. She's obviously walking down the street. And as I've turned around just to see who it is, she has a little son. Mm. And my first thought was this gorgeous little boy, blonde little boy, bowl cut. Which is what Angus had when he was a little one. If you've ever seen a picture of Angus, I think I've shown you.
Oh, yeah.
Solid bowl cut.
Very
gorgeous.
Solid.
Very cute on like a 3-year-old. And she's approaching the park and she goes, come on, Angus, nearly there.
Oh.
And I literally nearly cried. I went, if that isn't a sign that this park and this house next door, which is up for sale, isn't like... She just said Angus, and looks like him, and his name is my husband's, and they've got this park.
Did you look at Angus and go?
I literally was like, did you just hear that? He goes, no, he was looking at something.
Yeah.
And I was like, that kid's name's Angus, and he's going to the punk, that's a sign. He goes, all right, relax, you know, it's not the biggest sign in the world. And I was like, no, I love it, I love it. Anyway, we left, and he called the agent back going, oh, we really like the look of it, the area's lovely. Mm. When can we get in? And he said, you know, number 31 is where we went. She went, 31? No, I told you 51. And he went, no, 31. He goes, she's like, no, sorry. If you read the text message, it actually says 51. Angus had just got it wrong.
So now that's a rarity.
Now I know.
Be right.
When has that ever happened in your life?
Come on.
So I can't get over this house now. So I made Angus write a note yesterday, which says, hi.
No.
We think it's a sign.
Oh, my God. You did not.
We've come to look at your house and accidentally gotten the wrong number, but we've taken it as a sign that your house maybe is in our future.
Want your house, get out.
Would you be interested in selling?
What?
And Angus drove it to their house and put it in the letterbox.
You can't do that, can you?
Well, I don't know. We did. So I'll
you never know. Maybe they'll say like, oh, okay, what's your price?
Yeah. Mate, with the property market way it is.
Yeah, it costs about $2 million for a one-bedroom studio at the moment.
Dilapidated, run-down piece of crap. Exactly.
What if that was real little baby Angus that you saw his house? You know what I mean?
What if that was the woman?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that would be even more of a sign.
Maybe you could all move in together.
Oh, that would be cute.
Yeah.
I heard a dog in the backyard too, so I was like, cute, want a dog.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Housemates.
Housemates. But, yeah, so I'll let you know how it goes, but
wow.
I'm playing the sign Did universe you leave your... angle, and hopefully they're hippy-dippy like me.
Yeah.
And go, well, it's a sign. She said it's a sign. I've got to give her the house.
Did you leave your number or something so they can contact you?
We left Angus's number because I'll probably get a bit too flustered and just offer something we don't have to pay for this house that I want. So Angus is going to deal with it. But yeah, so we'll, to the owners,
yeah.
If you ever want to sell, please, or if you're interested in selling, this is our detail.
Feels like a scam.
It does.
If
it
I
does.
Was a homeowner,
oh, no, if you got yeah. that in your mailbox, you want to like, call me back?
Oh, that feels a bit scammy.
Oh, damn.
Does feel a bit scammy.
All right, maybe I'll write another note. This is not a scam.
That'll do
it. That'll cover it.